2022 National English Competition for College Students, Type C, Sample. Part 1, Listening Comprehension. Section A. In this section, you will hear 5 short conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, 1 question will be asked, and you have 15 seconds to read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. 1. Isn't it rather cold outside, David?
Oh, yeah, it is a bit, but I can't stand the terrible smoke inside. I'd rather stay here, if you don't mind. Fresh air makes me more comfortable, actually.
Question. Why does the man stay outside?
Two. As you know, Sally, I'm just not too sure if the new salary will be high enough, or even if the new position really is what I want. Besides, I like the work that I am doing now.
It sounds as though you've already made up your mind about what you are going to do.
Question. What is the man going to do? Three. I'm looking for a textbook for my biology course. It's called A Brief Introduction to the Human Source. Do you have it?
Let me check. Oh, yes, we do. You'll find it in section 36 on the top shelf.
Question. Where are the 2 speakers, probably?
Four. Ah, this is a really fantastic city. I'm so glad I've brought my camera.
Yes, there are lots of things to take pictures of here, but I hope you will not plan to spend all your time snapping. I have some friends who would like to meet you.
Sure, that will be my honor.
Question. Why does the man stop the woman snapping?
Five. How was your job interview last week? I think you'll make a good journalist. I remember you as the best writer in the class.
Well, in fact, my application was turned down. They were looking for people with experience in the profession.
Question. What happened to the man? Section B. In this section, you will hear 2 long conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 1-minute pause. Conversation 1. Listen to the conversation, then read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer according to what you hear. Then, mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Good morning, Hudson College. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Raul Martinez. I am calling from Panama. I would like some information about your English courses.
Yes, of course. What would you like to know?
Yeah, I saw your ad in the Gazette for intensive English courses. What are the dates for advanced business English courses, please?
That course runs from June 24th until August 7th.
June 24th till August 7th. Right. And how much does it cost?
Tuition is $1,200, but that doesn't include room and board.
$1,200 plus living expenses.
That's right.
And how many hours a day does it meet?
Advanced Business English? Just a second. Yes, it meets 15 hours a week. That means you'll need a student visa. We will send you the forms you need for that when we get your deposit.
I see. There are morning classes, I suppose.
Actually, the advanced course is in the afternoon, from 1:30 to 4:30.
Oh, 1:30 to 4:30, and 5 days a week, right?
Yes, sir. Monday to Friday afternoons.
I see. And is there a lot of homework?
Well, it really depends on the instructor. Conversation 2. Listen to the conversation and complete the following sentences with one word according to what you hear. Write the answers on the answer sheet. Why are some people prepared to risk all, while others happy to sit at home watching TV? Hear the morning to talk about the strange phenomenon of risk-taking for the sheer excitement of it is David Viscardi, a psychologist who specializes in risk. He has recently written a book, The Risk Phenomenon. David, why is it that some people seem to crave adventures and excitement?
Many of us live in a world which has eliminated risk and tried to guarantee safety. This emphasis on safety at all costs starts to sensation seekers of our time. Many people still need excitement and find normal everyday life much too dull. They turn to risk sports as an escape.
Are you saying risk sports like bungee jumping or whitewater rafting have a beneficial side?
Oh, yes. These sports empower people to overcome fears that inhibit them in their real lives. When you do a risk sport, you force yourself to do something very scary. But at the same time, you learn that being frightened does not mean you are out of control. Lots of people say they would like to start a business, for example, but they don't have the courage. Risk sports help them develop courage, a sense of being in control, even in the most terrifying conditions.
Which is the most popular risk-taking sport?
Oh, probably bungee jumping. 1.5 million people worldwide have tried it. You can jump from a crane, a bridge, or a hot air balloon. You are attached to a length of elastic rope and experience an hour before being showed by an increasing pull on the ankles, which becomes a firm tug as the elastic is pulled tight. Bungee jumpers say there is a moment when they think they'll die, and then there's a fantastic rush of adrenaline, which hits them like a blinding flash.
Is this what makes people take these extreme risks? The thrill of releasing adrenaline?
People's need to experience risk is certainly affected by their physical and psychological makeup. Some individuals, such as extroverts, tend not to get anxious very easily. Other types of people are easily made anxious and tend to avoid sensation. Extroverts are more likely to seek out sensations so they can experience a level of excitement in the body which makes them feel good. They tolerate anxiety or uncertainty better and are more adventurous. Most of us enjoy risk to some extent. We enjoy riding a roller coaster at theme parks, for example. It's just the degree of risk we will take that counts.
Section C. In this section, you will hear 5 short news items. Each item will be read only once. After each item, there will be a 15-second pause. During the pause, read the question and the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. 6. Astronomers say they have found evidence for the first time of a planet orbiting a star outside our Milky Way galaxy. The evidence was observed by a telescope operated by the American Space Agency, NASA. It is called the Chandra X-ray Observatory. NASA says the orbiting observatory is the world's most powerful X-ray telescope.
17. A careful study of a large area in Mexico has found hundreds of ancient ceremonial centers. The new findings include a large center at an important place for the ancient Olmec culture that is known for its large stone statues of heads. The study involved a technology called LIDAR. It found 478 ceremonial centers in areas that were home to the ancient Olmec and Maya cultures, dating from 3,400 hundredths years to 1,400 years ago.
18. Several world leaders have said that humanity's future depends on efforts to fight climate change. They say the risk of failure could be high for countries attending the 26th UN Climate Change Conference, known as COP26. 6 years ago, nearly 200 countries agreed to separate plans to fight global warming in the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. On Sunday, leaders will meet in Glasgow, Scotland to take the next step, do more, and do it faster.
19. British researchers say they have created an artificial intelligence model that is highly effective at predicting rainfall within the next 90 minutes. The model was built by scientists at Google-owned research company DeepMind in London. The company partnered with researchers at the University of Exeter in Britain and Met Office, the British government's National Weather Service. The team says tests of the system showed it produced more accurate predictions. or forecasts for short-term rainfall than other existing systems.
The latest mission of the American Space Agency, NASA, will explore a group of ancient objects orbiting the Sun at the distance of Jupiter. Set to launch October 16th, the Lucy spacecraft is designed to study Jupiter's Trojan asteroids. These asteroids are small bodies left over from the formation of our solar system's large planets. They share an orbit with Jupiter as the planet goes around the Sun. The mission's aim is to gather new information about the solar system's formation 4.5 billion years ago. Section D. In this section, you will hear two short passages. The passages will be read only once. After each passage, there will be a one-minute pause. Dictation. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with the exact words or phrases you hear. Write the answers on the answer sheet. Black holes are areas where the pull of gravity is so strong that not even light can escape. Usually they happen after very big supergiant stars explode. The exploded star turns into something called a supernova. It is very bright, but short-lived. Supernovas create the largest explosions in space. The material remaining after the supernova explosion collapses. Gravity pulls, or crushes, all the matter into a very small space. When light can no longer escape that space, it is known as a black hole. The Japanese satellite Astro H was carrying an instrument called an X-ray spectrometer. It was able to measure the way gas flows at the center of the Perseus cluster. What it found was that the superheated gas at the center of the cluster flowed more calmly than researchers expected, and that told them something about how black holes work and how galaxies are formed. Brian McNamara is an astrophysicist with the University of Waterloo in Canada, and that gives us a very precise measurement of how much energy is being pumped into this gas by supermassive black holes, and so it allows us to form a more complete picture of how galaxies evolve, how the stars and the gas that will eventually cool out like rain to form the stars evolves over cosmic time. The scientists are also looking at the hot plasma, another kind of matter, and gases that surround galaxies. This is gas that has not cooled out and condensed out like rain in our atmosphere to form stars, planets, life, for example. So it's the potential for the future, and we're trying to understand what the future destiny of this galaxy and many other galaxies would be. McNamara says that supermassive black holes may change how galaxies form and change over time. The energy released by these giant black holes is very tightly coupled to these atmospheres, which is the stuff out of which future stars will form. And what that means, he says, is that these huge black holes can affect the rate at which a galaxy grows. Summary. Listen to the passage. For questions 26 to 30, complete the chart using no more than 3 words for each blank.
Look at an atlas. How are mountains shown? Where are the highest mountains? A few mountains stand alone, such as Mount Egmont in New Zealand and Mount Kenya in Africa. Most mountains are found in long chains called mountain ranges. The Pennines, the Cambrian Mountains, the Alps, the Andes, and Rockies are examples of mountain ranges. The highest mountain range on the Earth is the Himalayas in Asia. In order to understand how mountains are formed, we need to know what the inside of the Earth is like. The Earth is made up of layers of rock. The outside layer of rock, the one we live on, is called the Earth's crust. Beneath the crust is a layer called the mantle. Near the top of the mantle, some of the rocks have melted and are liquid, like sticky tar. Because all the rocks around it press on the mantle, the molten rock tries to force its way out. If the molten rock does find a weak spot, it bursts through the Earth's crust, forming a volcano. Some mountains were made by volcanoes. The Earth's crust is made up of large pieces called plates, which fit together like the pieces of a jigsaw puzzle. Some of the plates carry continents, others carry oceans. The plates move slowly, floating on the molten rocks of the mantle below. As the plates move, they push against each other, slowly pushing up the rocks in folds to form mountains. India used to be a long way from Asia. But gradually, the plate with India on it moved closer to the plate bearing Asia. The rocks in the sea between India and Asia were pushed up in folds that now form the Himalayan mountain range. That is why it is sometimes possible to find seashells near the tops of the Himalayas. Many other mountain ranges, including the Alps, Rockies, and Pennines, are similar great folds of rock. While some plates are pushing together, others are moving further apart. Europe and North America are slowly moving further apart. Each year, the Atlantic Ocean is a few centimeters wider. As the rocks move, they often crack or break. These breaks are called faults. Sometimes, great blocks of rocks are pushed up between two faults. These blocks may be so large and high that they form mountains. Some of the highland areas of East Africa are block mountains. So are the Vosges Mountains in France and the Sierra Nevada Mountains in the western United States. Block mountains often have flat tops. A flat-topped highland is called a plateau.
This is the end of the listening part. Please transfer your answers to the answer sheet.